Start tonight with the rising COVID-19 numbers. The Delta variant spreading rapidly from coast to coast, impacting every corner of the country. And we're now hearing more about breakthrough cases, meaning fully vaccinated people are getting infected. At one San Francisco hospital, 250 employees have tested positive for COVID. Most of those are breakthrough infections. The CDC just updated its latest daily case trends. Between Thursday and Friday of last week alone, there were more than 18,000 cases. The spike in cases is especially concerning as millions of families get ready to send kids back to school. The CDC recommends students and staff should wear masks in classrooms, regardless of vaccination status, but not all school districts or states are on board. News Nation's Felicia Bolton is in the newsroom tonight with the latest. Felicia.
Well, Rutabaga, it's an ongoing heated debate what to do with children in school during the pandemic. As you mentioned, the CDC is recommending children wear masks at school, and the move has some parents very upset.
The start of the fall semester is right around the corner, and the CDC's latest recommendation is to require everyone, including children, to wear masks indoors, whether you're vaccinated or not. The governors of Texas and Florida took a stand against that suggestion, barring any school district from requiring a child to wear a mask. In Alabama, the Auburn School Board voted to require their students to wear a mask, a decision that led to some parents storming out of the meeting.
And you're not, I dare you, Senator. You are not the parent. I am your parent. My child is not. We've had enough.
The requirement was made based on advice by local health officials after a surge in COVID-19 cases in Alabama.
I'm wearing a mask to protect you. The whole point is we should have our children protecting each other. And we should teach as parents.
The American Academy of Pediatrics released an advisory stating that children 2 years of age or older should wear masks indoors. Last week, the CDC made the same determination. Doctors say the reasoning behind masking is in response to an increase in infection rates around the country connected to the COVID-19 Delta variant.
Especially here in Mississippi, where I practice, we've had a lot of children in ICUs, and last week, we actually had a teenager to lose his life.
Dr. Timothy Quinn says although children tend to fare better against the coronavirus, masks will also help them from being carriers of the disease.
If you have a child that's going to school and then they go home and they're around their parents or their, even their grandparents, these adults might be immunocompromised or vulnerable, meaning they might have chronic medical conditions or elderly. And this is a scenario where the children can pass the virus on to these vulnerable adults, and these vulnerable adults can lose their lives.
And right now, children 12 years old and up can get the COVID-19 vaccine, but no states have made getting the shot a requirement for returning back to school.